I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Several years ago, I decided to get a real estate broker's license, and to do that, I had to take a lot of classes. One of them was a course in salesmanship, or salespersonship, if you prefer. Anyway, as part of that class, I had to give a speech to sell something, and the something I decided to sell was a metal detector. Several years later, while working on my master's degree, which is in technology, by the way, I had to give a speech explaining how something worked. Guess what I chose? Yep, a metal detector. Both speeches, on selling a metal detector and explaining the inner workings of a metal detector, went over well. And now, just this week, I got an email from a listener who is back in college after 20 years, taking a speech class and preparing a speech on metal detecting. He asked me several questions, and I assume my answers will be used in his speech. So I thought, how many other treasure hunters are in school, high school or college or even grad school, and are now or will be taking a speech class? Most speech classes involve giving maybe half a dozen speeches over the course of the semester. One of those speeches will be a speech to demonstrate, and another will be a speech to persuade. So you future speakers, listen up. Your metal detecting hobby can save your bacon here. Now, you don't want to do both speeches, one to demonstrate and one to persuade, on the same topic or even remotely similar topics. I made that mistake in an oral interpretation class. I read too many Bob Dylan lyrics. Hey, it was the 1960s. Okay, if you decide to use metal detecting in your demonstration speech, you can simply demonstrate how a detector works. And by works, I don't mean getting into the electronics, I just mean showing what the controls do. Most of your audience has never seen a metal detector in action. I found a cardboard box about 3 feet long, 8 inches wide, and 15 inches deep. It was actually a box a metal detector came in. On the skinny side of the box, I taped 3 coins and 2 different types of pull tabs. I've put a picture of the box in the program notes. Now, since the coins are 15 inches above the ground, or above the floor when you're indoors, you don't have to worry about the metal below the box affecting the signal from the coins and pull tabs on top of the box. Be sure, by the way, there are no metal staples holding the box together. Okay, you can swing the coil over the top of the box with your discrimination turned off and show that everything beeps. Then turn your discrimination up and show that the pull tabs disappear. If your detector is sophisticated enough, you might be able to beep on the nickel, but not the pull tabs. Or you might get a different sound from the nickel than from the dime and quarter and pull tabs. You might get 3 different sounds, one for the dime and quarter, another for the nickel, and a third for the pull tabs. Bottom line is, this is a dramatic demonstration to people who aren't familiar with metal detectors, and it's very easy to set up. Believe me, when other students are showing how to cook ramen noodles or how to throw a curveball, and I've seen both of those in actual speech classes, your detecting demonstration will stand out head and shoulders above the rest. Oh, and one more thing. If you decide to use metal detecting as a speech to persuade, think about going one of two ways. The first way, the easy way, is to persuade your audience that metal detecting is a fun and profitable hobby. This speech will be very similar to the speech to inform, except you concentrate on persuading your audience that treasure hunting can make them money. Bring in some of your finds to pass around. That should really wow them. The harder topic, and perhaps the necessary topic if your teacher insists on a controversial theme for your persuasive speech, is to talk about the move to ban metal detectors from public parks. You can find plenty of information about that in the discussion boards on the internet. But I'd highly recommend you go with the profitable hobby theme if you have a choice. And even if you're not taking a speech class, there may come a time when you want to do a public demonstration of metal detecting. I occasionally teach short classes in treasure hunting, and I'm still doing this little speech with my cardboard box with the coins attached. Thanks for listening, and please visit my website at treasuremanual.com for more articles and a video about treasure hunting. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.